is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We will start with Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Miami, where it was free rat night.
Everybody gets a rat. Free rats. Everybody gets their rats.
All right, so once all the rats were handed out, they tipped off, and after the first quarter, they were tied at 24, but the Nuggets would then outscore the Heat by 5 in the second. They'd outscore by 9 in the third, and they'd easily beat Miami 109-94. And once again, a big night for Nikola Jokic, who... He plays so comfortable in traffic.
He looked pretty good in traffic.
And,
yeah,
and Jamal Murray's teammate made history. The pair became the first teammates to ever finish a game by registering a triple-double with over 30 points. Jokic finished with 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. Murray had 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He got that last rebound with 9 seconds remaining, but they go down into the history books. The Nuggets now lead 2-1 with Game 4 coming up Friday night, also in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what they're giving away, though. NBA Finals report sponsored by Beef Cigarettes.
You work hard, and at the end of the day, you're more than tired. You're man tired. And when it's finally time to kick off your boots and relax, nothing satisfies more than beef cigarettes.
Give yourself a treat. Nicotine and meat.
Yeah. Beef cigarettes. Now with less hooves and snouts.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice.
All right. From the I Will Believe It When I Actually See It category, one of the greatest soccer players of all time, Lionel Messi, said yesterday that he's heading to Miami to play for David Beckham's team. Messi, who is now 35 years old, will officially become a free agent when his contract with his current team in France,
Paris Saint-Germain,
expires at the end of the month. So why am I skeptical? I'm skeptical because there are confirmed reports that a publicly owned team in Saudi Arabia had offered Messi a contract said to be worth anywhere between $400 million and over $1 billion.
Wow.
Some estimates had it at $1.9 billion. But he said yesterday he's not going to Saudi Arabia. And he's not going to go back to FC Barcelona. He's going to go to Miami and play for David Beckham's team. Now, what could actually make this possible and get me to believe it would happen is if I knew the numbers. Apparently, Apple TV is willing to pay Messi for increased subscribers for Major League Soccer on their app.
Okay.
In addition,
he'd almost get like a piece of the apple, so to speak.
In addition, Adidas is also said to be heavily involved in negotiations, and David Beckham might have to part with a piece of the team upon Messi's retirement.
Sure.
So that would have to be all of that. Now, so I'm like, still, if you're telling me over $1 billion, all of that still is far less than $1 billion. It would come out far less than $1 billion.
Could be. Yeah.
Messi apparently got heat from the wife who didn't want to live in Saudi Arabia.
Don't blame her.
So there's that. Not exactly sure what's going to happen, but before Messi played for
Paris Saint-Germain,
as I mentioned, he was with FC Barcelona for many years, his entire career, up until going to France. And they wanted him to come back. They were in the mix here. And yesterday when he made the announcement, they released a statement that was pretty salty. Here's the statement. FC Barcelona wishes Lionel Messi the best of luck in his new professional phase. President Laporta, president of the club, understood and respected Messi's decision to want to compete in a league with fewer demands, further away from the spotlight and the pressure that he has been subject to in recent years.
Wow.
That is so salty.
Wow.
Again,
man,
nothing's been signed yet.
Okay.
And as
really?
We know... you know, these big-time greats, Zaba, he was supposed to go to West Ham.
Of course, remember that.
And at the last second, he ends up in Richmond. He spurs West Ham.
And yet, and then he no-shows Richmond.
Yeah. So you don't know what these guys are going to do.
Like one game there?
Sometimes, you know, they turn out to be flaky sometimes. Yeah. Zion Williamson, who's one of the big men on the New Orleans Pelicans teams, he's in trouble. He and his girlfriend, Akima, they announced that they're pregnant with their first child. It's going to be a girl, and they
happy for little Zion.
Yeah, they put it out there on social media, and
so he blew out a condom.
Yeah, and once one
famous.
once he and his girlfriend put that out there. Trouble, because an OnlyFans model named Mariah Mills She wasn't happy because she put it out there. Here's the tweet. Better pray I'm not pregnant, too, because I'm definitely late at Zion Williamson.
Oh!
One of her many tweets, hey. She's not happy about this relationship that he has with this other woman, and that they announced that she's pregnant. She's really upset about it because she thought she was the woman. She spent the last weekend with him in New Orleans.
Oh, man.
That's
what she
claims.
Like she didn't know about this other woman.
Well, she's calling her
sounds like
a thought. You know, one of those.
Thought.
Yep. Yeah. So who knows? Now, I did that story last hour, and then I got a Facebook message. Well, why didn't you cover the Troy Aikman story? Well, it's a little bit different, but I will cover it.
Okay.
And when I say Troy Aikman, I really mean this guy.
NFL analyst and Hall of Fame player, Troy Aikman.
Yes, thank you, Al. Troy Aikman.
Al loves the NLF.
Here's the headline, and here's the, you know, I told the person on Facebook, go back and read the story.
Yeah.
The headline, Troy Aikman seemingly announces end of marriage with PDA pics with new girlfriend. Public display of affection. Now, what you have to understand is that he and his wife have been living separate lives since 2020.
He's 2 years into this already.
Okay, so over two, yeah.
This is not really anything new.
Hasn't posed for a photo with his wife since 2020. And they're both apparently having moved on. They just, who knows if they've officially gotten divorced yet. But
yeah.
So there's a huge difference between the Zion Williamson story and Troy Aikman.
Sure.
Or Troy Aikens.
I have to know. You know, these athletes get these enormous endorsement contracts with the sporting goods companies.
Yes.
And yet, especially these NBA guys, they're fathering children left and right.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a condom company throwing out endorsement contracts?
You would assume.
You know? Like, you know, hey, this is so-and-so from the Houston Rockets,
It could backfire.
Oh, if they ended up...
If let's say Zion...
Having a blowout?
Yeah, let's say he had a... Yeah, exactly.
like a sneaker?
You should have saved that for news you missed.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen has been announced as the cover boy for Madden 24. The Bills quarterback will be featured on the cover of the new EAS Sports version of the Madden game. Allen said yesterday he's honored. He said it's almost as thrilling as hitting the button on the old triangle bush.
Just push this button for a special surprise.
Special surprise!
Golly gee, that's a special surprise, all right.
Quick trivia question.
Yeah.
Who was the first NFL player on the Madden game on the cover?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
That would be Eddie George, running back for the Titans.
Oh, wow. So that's where the curse began.
Yes. It originally had John Madden on the cover, and he was on the cover last year. They honored him because, you know, he had passed away.
Yeah.
But, so Eddie George, if you're ever in, like, a bar trivia contest, it's Eddie George.
Wasn't he a Heisman Trophy winner?
I believe he was.
Eddie George?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was a big
stud
deal
for a few years there.
Just never transferred to the NFL game.
No, he did. He did have some great years.
Oh,
in
he
NFL.
Had a couple
he
great
did.
Years
Oh,
there?
I think he went to the Super Bowl, too.
Really?
They lost that Super Bowl to the Rams, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Ohio State that just washed out?
I don't know. But I do know the Brewers pounded
right,
the Orioles.
You.
Thank you, Rod. 10-2 was the final there. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 6-2. The Mets suck. The Braves beat them again. Reds over the Dodgers. Cardinals over the Rangers. Guardians knocked off the Red Sox. Blue Jays beat the Astros. The Rays win again. They beat the Twins 2-1. Angels over the White Sox 6-2. And because of the air quality in some of these cities is bad as a result of the... Yep, smoke cheese are rising all over the place thanks to the wildfires in Canada. So the Yankees, White Sox, and Phillies and Tigers postponed, as well as the Norfolk Tides, who are in Scranton to play the Rail Riders. They are postponed for the second straight day because of that as well. And here is your fun fact, and I love this. The state of Alabama once financed the construction of a bridge by holding a rooster auction. They auctioned off roosters and raised enough money to build the bridge. Now, obviously, that was probably back in the 1800s, but nevertheless, still pretty
Damn.
Cool.
A rooster auction.